Okay, let's get into Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey. Shabbos Lamed Hey, the first full daf here in the fourth parak in Parak Bamet Tomnin, all about the halachas of insulation before and on Shabbos. So we mentioned in the Mishnah spoke about, and what we did yesterday on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, that had to do with Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, one is not allowed to insulate in an item that adds heat. And even though it's Erev Shabbos, and even though it's fully cooked, we said, from the Rashba and based on Rabbi Natan and others, one is not allowed to insulate on Erev Shabbos. As we'll learn, there are differences in halacha between Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, one is allowed to put something in a davar hama'amid hevel, that just retains the heat, but on Shabbos itself, it's usur even in that. But Erev Shabbos, as we'll see, in a mos of hevel is a problem. So why was it usur? So we said yesterday the reason was because it might be boiling hot, right? It's something that's mos of hevel. It's boiling hot on Erev Shabbos. You might think it's gonna burn, so you're gonna take things out, and then we're worried they're gonna put it back in. They're gonna put it back in, and when you put it back in, you might come to stoke the coals, you might come to move something that you're not allowed to move. You see in the, we didn't read it yesterday, but let's read the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says, about 10 lines up from the bottom, Ukshiroa Shein Martichin, when you see that the pots are boiling, Choshe Shol Yiskalkala Tavshel, you don't want the Tavshel to burn, Vuno Lamel Kadera, therefore you're going to take it out, Kadesh Yu Hein Tashim, so that it cools off in your hands, Vishay Yitol Shul Ma'at Mirtichasan, Kishahain Tochyado, so it cools off when it's in your hand. Then you're gonna put it back on Shabbos. And then you don't want it to get cold, so you're gonna wrap it up again. You're gonna cause it to boil on Shabbos, and that's kemat min bedavar hamosif hevel. That was all from before Shabbos. Gemara adds one point now and says, three lines from the bottom, that's where we are, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Ukravazam Azariah. And our Mishnah seems to be like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah in the following Mishnah, on Daf Lamed Vav. On Lamed Vav and Aleph, if you look there for a moment, the Gemara there talks about if you have a pot that's insulated with muksa items, what are you supposed to do? So Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, you're only allowed to tilt it. You can't take it out, because if you take it out, and then the muksa insulation falls in, when you put it back, you might come to pick it up and move it directly, and that's a problem. We're worried, we're choshesh, you're going to put it back in and do something like that. That's why he says, mat al tida v'notel. The chachamim there's, why shema yito v'ini ochal ha'achzer. You might take out and you won't be able to put it back in. The chachamim are not worried. Chachamim are not worried that you're going to do something when you put it back. So our mission, the way that the Gemara just explained our Mishnah is that we're nervous about you're going to do something when you put it back. You're going to boil it up. You're going to insulate it again. So our Mishnah sounds like it's going like a Bozeman Azariah who has the chashash of you might do something when you put it back. Amar Kupa Mata Hotel. Says in the next Mishnah, you're only allowed to tilt it. Right? If you put it back, there's a chash. Ukarabanan, we'll read this all as one. Ukarabanan the Taman, but there are button over there. Dinun Amrin and Haisu Yoramutter. They said, no, you can take it out. You can take the whole thing out. You're not worried that anything more is going to happen. That's how Rav Chaim Kadievsky reads it, though there are others that have that as a separate statement. Okay, so this is all about the chashash of Erev Shabbos. That on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it in a davar hamosif hevel, because you might come to take it out and then put it back in. Fine. But what about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, I'm not allowed to insulate even in something that is just ma'amid hevel, that is, retains the heat. So why is that? We assume that there's two different gzeiros here. So why is that? Says the Gemara of Tama Taninam, because we learned earlier, we learned in the second parak, the end of parak Bava Malikin. Remember, we learned Sarech Hashecha, Sarech Hashecha, Sarech Hashecha. We learned at the end of that parak, Chav Dalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah there said that during Ben Hashmashas, once it's Sarech Hashecha, Sarech Hashecha, Ein Ma'asmen Savada, you can't be Ma'aser. Ve'ein matbilin as a kalim, and you can't be tovel kalim. Ve'ein maligin as a neiros. Aval, what are you allowed to do during banish mashas? The third thing, tomnin as a chamin. Right? You're allowed to insulate. You're allowed to insulate hot things during banish mashas. So we assume that means insulate them in ways that they will be ma'amid, retain the heat. That's what you're allowed to do. It's boiling hot on Erev Shabbos, so you could put it in something that's going to retain the heat. That's what you could do during banish mashas. Which is mashba that you can't do that on Shabbos. You could only do that during Ben Hashmashos. So that's the diak here. V'tamanta nina sovecha sheicha zovei lo chasheicha dot dot dot. You're allowed to be tomein mibreisha lo chasheicha only because it's not dark yet. Ha'im chasheicha, but if it's already Ben Hashmashos, also litman b'hem. If it's already Shabbos, it's after Ben Hashmashos, then you can't be tomein, right? Why not? It's not in the davar hamos of hevel. We're talking about something that's just retaining the heat. So why is it usser on Shabbos to insulate in a davar that is just ma'amid hevel? So if you look in the Bavli gives a couple of answers, right? Or actually one specific one, and that is Shema Yartiach. The Bavli in Daf Lamed Aleph in Misach HaShabbos says, because if you put it in a davar just that retains the heat, you might put it back in. It's not hot enough for you. So you might stoke the coals to make it into something that adds heat. But that's not what Argamar says. Argamar has two other reasons, and the Rambam has a fourth reason. So the Bavli has one, Shema Yartiach. Here we have two other reasons why you're not allowed to insulate. We didn't even get into the details of what insulation means, which we have to. Bez Hashem. But what is the reason that you can't insulate on Shabbos in a davar that is ma'amid, that retains the heat? Like just wrap it in towels. Why? Taman amrin mibnei bitul beis hamedrash. One is because the bitul beis hamedrash, why? There was shiurim on Friday night. There was shiurim. And if you're going to be busy wrapping up your stuff, insulating on Friday night, then you're not going to come to the shiur. Even the women, it sounds like. Even the women. Right? And therefore, mibnei bitul beis hamedrash. Look at the last couple of narrow lines of the Pnei Moshe. Yaniach milas oskein mikodem Tama Babav. I'll start with the beginning of the Yerim Askel. Mei bitol beis hamedrash. Show you know again. Leli Shabbos achar tefila. After davening on Friday night, they didn't rush home to eat. They had shir. Lidrosh lefnei ha'am b'dinei Shabbos hilcha Shabbos v'im tatir litzmon b'Shabbos b'davar sheinu mosaf hevel. And if you're allowed to do any insulation on Shabbos, even if in just something that keeps the heat, then everybody's going to run home to insulate. They're not going to stay for the shir. Yaniach milasos kein mikodem. They won't do it before Shabbos because they'll know they can do it on Shabbos. Yania, they'll be in a rush. They want to get to Mincha. And, right, Yomar Adain Yeshos Lahatman B'Dvar Ma'elu, Avi Shechashecha, V'yobale Bitol Beis HaMedrash, Shemitokach Yimna Milei L'Cheshbo Adrasha. So, reason number one, why can't you be insulated on Shabbos? Because you want to make sure you do all your insulation before Shabbos. Because if not, you're going to miss the shir on Friday night. Amar Rabbi Ba, Mibnei Achshad. No, Rabbi Ba says, no, it's an issue of Gzeira. Issue of a gzera that you might come to do something relating to Bishul. Shema Omer at lo shu mutter. Because if you say it's allowed, if you would say that it's mutter to insulate in a mam and hevel, af hu eina osa osan kol tzarchem yodiyom, then you won't do everything that you have to do a Friday afternoon. Right? You might even regarding shehiya, you might leave things on an open flame all the way until Shabbos. That's eina garfakatim. Because you know you could do stuff that night. We talk shat omer lo shu aser. So, and the fact that you say that, no, you can't insulate at all on Shabbos, you're going to do all the right precautions and do what you're supposed to do on Erev Shabbos. Afu oso is a kol tzorcho mi bod yom. So, is the issue of bitul beis hamedrash? Because if we allow you to insulate, then you'll be busy with that and you won't be learning. Or if you allow you to insulate, then you're not going to be doing proper shihia practices on Erev Shabbos. So, ma nafik mi v'neon, l'may nafik mi, is there a difference between the two reasons? Says the Gemara, yeah. Litmon shelag vitzonin. What if you want to keep something cold? You want to insulate snow or ice. Right? You want to insulate to keep something cold. So are you allowed to insulate cold on Shabbos? So that's an afkamina between these two reasons. I'll die to Rabbi Ba'amutter. If the reason is an issue of, oh, you might come to do a bishul issue problem, then there's no problem here because we're talking about cold. I'll die to Rabbanan, Taman Aser. But if you say it's like bitul beis hamedrash, then you shouldn't be able to even do insulate cold. And therefore that would be Aser. Again, we paskin, there's no problem of insulating in cold. We'll get to a mishnah like that later on as well. As I mentioned, the Bavli says one reason, Shema Yartiach. Here we have two other reasons, Bitul Beis HaMedrash and Chshad. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Dalad Halacha Gimel, the Rambam has another idea. V'chei min adin hoya litmon atav shol b'davar sheinu mosaf elo b'Shabbos atzma. It should be mutter, maker adin, to insulate something on Shabbos itself in something that just retains the heat. Aval asru chachamim davar zeh, chazal asr, this gzera shemayatmin beremes. Why? Because if you're able to wrap it in something that doesn't add heat, you might come to wrap it in coals. V'yiebo nitzotzos shel esh, and there will be sparks of fire, v'nipsachot be'gechalim. And if you wrap it in the ash, if you wrap it in a davar she'ena mosef hevel, you might come to wrap it in a davar mosef hevel. And wrapping it in a davar mosef hevel, an example of that is ash and hot coals, and you might move them around and be a chote be'gechalim, and therefore they asered, asu la'admin davar cham b'shabbos, afilo b'davar she'ena mosef hevel. Wow. So that's the Rambam. Again, so four different ideas we have in the sources. Interesting learning of this Talmud Torah, they had Shi'urim Friday night, they had Torah. There's learning on Shabbos is something that is special and should be done, right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes from Kabbalistic sources that our Neshama Yaseber goes up to Shemayim after every Shabbos, and they say, "Nu, tell us a Chiddush. Tell us a Chiddush." And therefore you should always try to be Mechadish on Shabbos. And if you can't be Mechadish, you should at least try to learn something new. Right, the halacha is. So that relates to what Neshama Yaseira is. Right, the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Tezayin, discusses what is a Neshama, that discusses the source of Neshama Yaseira. That's based on the Pasuk by Vishamru. Amar of Shimon Lakish. Beitza Tezayin, Mad Aleph in the Bavli. Neshama Yaseira, Nasana Gadish Baruch Hu Ba'adam. There's an extra Neshama, whatever that means, that Hashem gives a person every Friday, Erev Shabbos. Ulamoti Shabbos, Notul Nosoy Menu, and Amoti Shabbos is taken from us. Shinemar Shavas Vayi Nafash. Kivan, the Shavas, Vai, of the Nefesh. So you can understand those words as Shavas. Once Shabbos passes, Vai, woe, Vai, Nafash, I lost my Nefesh. Once heard a Vart, it's interesting that the source for Neshama Yisera is in the Pasuk about when it leaves. How about when it comes? Why is that the source of when it leaves? So it's similar in the Mun is described in the Torah when we complained about the Mun. Right? Why is that? Because sometimes you don't appreciate something until you don't have it. Right? So, the Neshama Yaseira is described and is alluded to in the Torah at the moment that it leaves. But what is Neshama Yaseira? So Rashi there says, Rashi, Beitza, Rochav Lev, Limenucha Velesimcha, you have a wideness of heart for, serenity and happiness. Velios Pasuach Lervacha, V'yocha V'yishte V'inafsha Katzelav. You could eat and it won't make you sick. Right? It's special. The food tastes special. On Shabbos, right? There's a medrash also like that with Rebbe and Antoninus, the special ingredient to Shabbos. Antoninus couldn't imagine there was an ingredient that he didn't have in his kitchen. You know, I'll pay you anything for it. But that's that. But if you look at the Shimon Kubetzes, so Rashi is pretty gashmi type of, approach to Neshama Yaseira. Things taste good. Libo posuach lervacha. But if you look in the Shimon Kubetzes there, in Beitza, it's also in the Eben Ezra, I think, Ala Torah. But the Shimon Kubetzes in Beitza says, different shot. He says, what is Neshama Yisera? Al zeh chalalav shefa eloki, v'seichel yoser, la'asok batorah ula'ayin b'mayis Hashem. Your mind is open. Your mind is free to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to spiritual matters. So that's what he says. Shefa eloki v'seichel yoser, la'asok batorah ula'ayin b'mayis Hashem. So if you have that, there's a special idea of learning on Shabbos, because that's the Neshama Yisera. Interesting that in Shulchan Aruch and Yaradei, it talks about, you know, they used to, in the days of old, they had school every day, except for 3 days during the whole year. Right? Tisha B'Av, Erev Yom Kippur, maybe Erev Pesach. But the Shulchan Aruch says, what do you teach kids on Shabbos? Ein karen latinokos b'Shabbos b'tchila, mashlo lamdu mishum torach Shabbos. Don't teach them something new on Shabbos. Right? It's too hard. They should have owned it. Avo masha karo pamacha shonim oso lehem b'Shabbos. You could review. It's easier to review. It's more enjoyable to review, the Shulchan Aruch says. To learn something new is hard. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Interesting, if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, he says the opposite. He says, to review is much harder. Nira, de ksas de kol shekein, shle yishana lahem davar yashar, mashalom du kfar, to ha'isa begemara, yoma, chavtes, migmar ba'atiki, kasha mechadata, umiyo yesh lachalik. Okay, there's different ideas about learning new or chazara. Okay, we continue. So we have all of these reasons, two mentioned here, that the Isser of Matmana, B'davar Ha'ma'am et Hevel. Good. The post can quote the reason of the Bavli, of Shema Yartiach. That's what's quoted in the beginning of Reishon and Zion in Arachayim. And now the Gemara has a line which reflects that a number of these gzeiros d'rabbanan went in a couple of steps. The first line is very unclear. We'll say one of the pshatim that is given, again, it's somewhat of a riddle. Asru tmina mibnei kira, asru kira mibnei tmina. Insulation was asru because of kira. Kira is one of the, right, the classic pot, oven. Kira Shizgua. And Kira was asur because of Tamina. What does that mean? So one of the pshatim given here is that they asurred, right, what was the second reason that we had here? They asurred Hatzmana on Shabbos in a Dover Mamed Hevel because you're not going to do proper Shehiyah practices. That was the second reason that we gave. Cause you'll leave it open before Shabbos, then you come back on Shabbos, then you'll be matmen it. So because you won't do proper Shehiyah practices, that's why they asered insulation on Shabbos, so you work backwards. So that's what the first line. Asur Tamina, they asered Hatmana on Shabbos. In a Davar HaMabed Hevel, so you have proper Shehiyah practices. And then the opposite, Asru Kira, now this means, even the same words are used, but it means something totally different. Asru Kira, we had this earlier, you're not allowed to put something inside an oven. Remember the beginning of the Perek? We said, you're only allowed to put things on top of a Kira, not inside a Kira. You can't put things inside a Kira, B'nei Tamina, because it looks like Hatzmana. It looks like insulation. So that's what the first line means, even though the words Tamina and Kira are not parallel in that explanation. Asru Kira Shevla Mamuat, that if you have a Kira that has a very low heat level, they would asur that, but they Kira Shevla Maruba. All Kiras are asur, even if one's less heat, more heat. So they asur because of the more heat. Asru Tavshosh and Zvasa called Sarcho, and they asur even leaving something on a flame that's Mavusha called Sarcho, according to the Rabbanan, not Hananya, like we discussed. Mipnei Tavshosh and Zvasa called Sarcho. Right, even as Basha called Sarcho, where there's according to everybody, there's no more Bishul Daraisa if something is fully cooked. But the Aser that, if it's Mistamik V'Yafalo, if it still would get better because of the Chash of something low as Basha called Sarcho. And Aser Chamin, hot water, which we called Mistamik V'Ralo, if it's boiling hot, any water left on the fire now will just burn out, so it's worse. So Aser Chamin, Mibnei Tavshin, as Basha called Sarcho, so they Asered putting chamin because of a tafshal that's mavusha called tzarcho, that gets better if you leave it there, chazer v'tir chamin, but they knocked off the last one. They took that one back. Meaning, first, the different levels of shihiyah. This is all talking about generally shihiyah, leaving stuff on the fire before Shabbos. So they said, you can't leave something on the fire before Shabbos if it's not cooked, if it's not fully cooked. And then they said, even if it's fully cooked, mishum something that's not fully cooked. And then even if it's fully cooked and not getting better, it's something v'ralo, because something that might get better. And that last step they knocked out. They knocked out again. So we paskin, mavusha called sarcho, is allowed to be left on, unless it's, if it's misalik v'yafalo, so then that's not allowed. Misalik v'ralo is. That's just the water case. Okay, tini. Ein topdim beremetz, one is not allowed to insulate in hot ash, remetz. All right, that's clear. The Gemara says that only hot ash, but if it's cold, if it's cooled off, then it'll be mutter. It'll be mutter because, as we said, certain materials, right, we said in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Parak, certain materials, if they're moist, if they're dry, you don't just go by a material, right? Every material has its own own status. Kahada, and this whole issue of Hatmana has to do with this story. Kahada, Barte, Derbiana, the daughter of Rebiana, Yahavis Misham, Shakumi Avui. She was serving her father, Vahavis Malakumi Tavshilin Roskin, and she brought him some boiling hot food. Amalei, he says, wow, hey Chesavita, how do you keep this so hot? Right, he asked his daughter. He wasn't in the kitchen, I guess. He asked his daughter, how do you keep this so hot? Amalei, she says, Kamra Begifta. Kamra Begifta, where we changed the girsa to Begifta, which means I put it in Gefes. Right, Gefes was the first one on our list in the Mishnah. Ain Tomin, Loba Gefes. But he said, I wrapped it in Gefes. Amalai, he says to her, you can't do that. Lo te avdakein. Don't do that. You can't do that. It's one of the things that you can't, be matpin. Ella, what can you do? Kamra, go give kufta. You could put kamra, you could put it, on kamra. Again, it's some type of, material that warms. Rashi quotes, the carbonate quotes, and what could you do? Kamra go gifta, viyava kufta, al gifta. You could basically put it on top of it, but not wrap it inside of it. Look at the carbonate on the bottom. Hatmeina macho batocha kupa, vetena kupa ala gefes. You could wrap it in a box, and then put the box onto the heating element. Because there's a davar hamafsik. A davar hamafsik, right, something in between, that would be allowed. Again, you put something in a box. You don't wrap the whole thing with the heating element. You wrap something in a box, and then in a towel, and then you put that on the heating element. This first day it says that's allowed. That would be allowed. Amar Reb Zeira, Bahadar Reb Chanina Palik. Reb Chanina really argues on that. Reb Chanina says, no, that's also usur. Meaning, wrapping, and this is a yesod in insulation. Insulation doesn't only mean that everything around, when it says mosif hevel, the mosif hevel is all around. No, even if the mosif hevel is on the bottom, right? If I wrap something in a towel and put it on a heat source, that's also asur, Rabbi Chanina says. Because it doesn't have to be heating from all the different sides. Even if the heating element is only on the bottom, it's still going to be usher. And the Gemara just ends off. Darsh of Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina hagefes milamaton v'tevin mikana mikana usher. Rabbi Chanina says, as I just explained, meaning even if the gefes is just on the bottom and the straw on the sides was just mamid, that's also going to be usher. And the Gemara adds moder Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai was moder to Rabbi Yanai, who originally matered it, was mode in this case. Rechaim Kadiaski has two different days, what the Havamina is, but that's what we paskin. We paskin in Hilchus insulation that even if the heat source is only on the bottom, you don't have to wrap it around with all the insulation around it. That's also going to be a problem, even if the Davar HaMosif Hevel is only on the bottom. Says the, and there's a lot of these halachas are mentioned in Reish Nun Zion, that is the simon in Shulchan Aruch about these topics. If you look in Reish Nun Zion, some of the halachas that we just to summarize what we did already. We mentioned before, what about wrapping in cold. So that we said mutter. This is Reish Nun Zion Vav. Mutter lahatmin b'shabas davar tzonein v'davar she'ena mosif hevel k'dei shalei tztanin b'yoser. You want something cold not to get colder. Or k'dei shetavik sinasa. Or you want to just make it, you know, take out the chill. All of that is allowed. Aval b'davar hamosif hevel, no. But in mosif hevel, that's what, remember we said, you can't put something in a place that it can reach yatzo let this boat, even if you're going to remove it beforehand. The same thing with insulation. Insulation, that would also be a problem. And as we said, here's the Shulchan Aruch that we just were referring to. Sifches. Aval b'shemotel ha'ashos k'dei ra'agabi kira. Sheish b'gachol ha'mapi drachim is vibration gimel. Even though we spoke about shehiyah before, you could put it on a pop, a covered flame, that's all fine. Imu mechuseh b'begadim, if it's insulated, af al pisha b'begadim eina mosifim eva machmas atzman. Even though the insulation element, the material around, that's not what's being mosif hevel, but mikol makom machmas eish shetachteya mosif hevel v'aser. Right? Meaning, as we just saw, as Rabbi Chanina says in our Gemara, the davar mosif hevel doesn't have to be all around. Even if the heat source is on the bottom, if it's wrapped around, that would be a problem. Umiyu, koshu binyan shena begadim nogim bekadera. If there's any airspace, we'll get to this, if there's any airspace in between the wrapping and the item, then that's not hatmana. Meaning, in an oven, there's airspace. There could be issues of hachzara and shahiyah, but there's no hatmana in an oven because there's around the pot, there's a whole lot of air. Shari. Right, as long as there's space, it is mutter, and that helps solve a number of the hatmana issues. That's part of the issue. We'll mention it now, but again, the Rav Shlomo Zalman's last psak about the, he says hatmana in crockpots. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said there's a problem of hatmana, and there are a couple of assumptions. Number one, we thought that hatmana has to be totally wrapped, insulated. By a crockpot, there's no insulation on top. The cover doesn't count. It has to be wrapped, and there's nothing. Rosh Shlomo Zalman assumes that this is enough. Number two, the pots, most crockpots, go in a little bit. They don't go straight down. Convex, I forgot the exact word, concave or convex, whichever one goes. So it goes in a little bit, so there's space in between the inserts and the walls. So one might say, if there's any airspace, it's not hatmana. That's another tzav l'hakel by a crockpot to assume it's not hatmana. Again, you might say the shia and hachzara in terms of lining the inside of the crockpot with tinfoil. But if Shlomo Zalman says you have to lift it up a little bit too, you have to put a little ball of tinfoil or something on the bottom to lift it up, so there's no issues of hatmana. But you might have said, and other poskim say, no, there's airspace in there, even though you can't see it. There's airspace, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay, we continue. Avin boy, balalan mahin. Avin asks, what happens if you have material, some of it is mosif hevel, some of it is mamet hevel, and you mixed it up together. Mahin. So what's the halacha there? Because remember, before Shabbos, you're only not allowed to do bedavar hamosif hevel. And therefore, what if you mix two things together? Could you do that? On Shabbos, you can't insulate even by bedavar hamamet hevel. But before Shabbos, only hamosif. So nishminim and adal, well, let's learn it from the following. The Mishnah said, tomin and b'ksus u'b'peris b'kanfayona. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to wrap in these items. Right, garments and fruit and feathers. Rabbi Yosef ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yosef b'chanina had the same Rabbi Shlomo Ravas rakvus visan. That's only if they didn't start rotting yet. Because when these items start rotting, so then we assume that gives off heat. So if the majority would be rotting of all these items, the fruit and the confiona, that's a problem. Avalim rabas rakvu, meaning if it's less than the rov, it's okay. Avalim rabas rakvu visan, asalit bombahem. But if the majority is rotted already, so that's giving off heat, then it's usur. But what do you see from there? You go by the rov. If there's a mixture, you go by the rov. If it's a rov, davar amos of hevel, then it's a problem. If it's a road of Ramam ben Hevel, then it's okay. Period. V'lo b'chol, not sand. So the Mishnah said, our Mishnah said, you can't wrap in Gefez Zevel Melach Sid Chol. Chol was on the list. You can't wrap in sand. So Taman Tanin, number 1 second. But we learned, there's a Mishnah later on in this Masechta that says if you have a dead body on Shabbos and you don't want it to become putrid. So you know what you can do? You can move it from the bed to the ground, to the sand, because sand keeps it cool. Matilin a little bit of Chol, b'shol shayamtin. So it delays getting putrid. So 1 second, our Mishnah sounds like sand makes it hot. And then there, that sounds like sand keeps it cold. So the Gemara answers, Hahein chala mirtach rascha umeitzen sonana. Sand makes hot what's hot and makes what's cold, cold. And therefore, there's no problem. The Gemara said the same thing by Tevin. Hahein Tevin, if you have dry straw, bal pi kadanu. It's like you a security. You give somebody something, they give it back to you. Kamadad yavla hu yavlach. Like you give it to him, he gives it back to you. Period. Stop there for a minute. There is a Rimi Gash. Rimi Gash was the Rebbe of Maimon, the Rambam's father. He's a Talmud of the Rif. The Rambam says all of his greatness came because he got a bracha from the Rimi Gash when he was like five, three or four or five. But the Rimi Gash, we have the Rimi Gash on a couple of Masechtas. The Rambam hardly quotes anybody by name. Once in a while, he quotes Rabbi Yosef Halevi. That's the Rimi Gash. So Rimi Gash in Bava Basra Yotes discusses, you know why sand doesn't do anything itself. It doesn't give off heat, doesn't give off coolness. It, because it's so many tiny little pieces, it just, you know, whatever it's around, that's what it helps. Right? He says, Kol gufe ein bo lo chimum v'lo kirur. Shere davar yaveshu. V'ein bo lachluchis klal. There's no moisture. Elamach v'shu dak, because it's so thin, kishemotzi chimum mischame mimeno hetev. When it finds heat, it gets hot. Shemotzi lachluchis shamayim mitzdanin. It gets coolness of water, it gets cooled off. Lefichach, regarding hatmana, ein tom nimbo. It becomes a davar amos of hevel when it gets hot. But regarding what we're about to have, in terms of damaging walls next to it, it's not going to damage unless something happens to it. It could be used as a tool, but nothing inherently. Period. Let's continue a little more. In Baba Basra, it says that you're not allowed to do certain things next to your friend's wall. Because that damages the wall. So it's kind of the same kind of rules. Anything that you have to distance from the wall, because it gives off heat and it's going to damage the wall, you can't be insulate with. So from the fact that the Mishnah says certain things that you can insulate in, so those things that you're allowed to, obviously don't give off heat, so therefore you don't have to distance that from your friend's wall. But 1 second, if you rent a house from your friend, it says you're not supposed to put tvua, grain in it. Why not? Isn't it because of the moats, the straw, and that's a davar, meaning that would be a davar hamos of hevel? But our Mishnah says you could wrap in straw. So you see, it's not parallel. No, it's not because of the heat that you can't put straw. It's because of the mice. Right? The mice are going to want to eat the straw. No, if it's because of the mice, then any type of edible item should be usur. And this is a good kasha. We have no answer to this question. And therefore, it seems to be we have a stira. We have a problem with straw. With straw. One more. Asir Rav Shammai. Hare Slaim Marchik Osam Menakosel. 1 second. The Mishnah says there in Baba Basra, you have to leave rocks. You can't put so many rocks next to the wall of your friend because it's gonna damage the wall. So isn't that because? Why would that be? Because of heat, no? So Me'ata Asulit Mombahen. So you shouldn't be able to do insulation in rocks. And we say, oh, of course you can. We have no source otherwise. So why does it say there in Baba Basra that you're not allowed to put so many rocks next to your friend's wall in the ground, right? If it doesn't give off heat. So Gemara says, because there's another reason. Amar Rabbi Yosi, lo shasla martichin. No, the rocks don't give off heat. Elashein osin chaluda. But literally they make rust or they loosen. they loosen the earth around. Vein malkin ar iso shel kosel. And therefore they're going to loosen the dirt around your friend's wall. If you're going to lose it around your friend's wall, that's the problem. But it's not going to be, it's not because of stones giving off any type of heat. V'hatani entonim islam. But don't we have a brisa that says you can't insulate in sla'im? So how can you say why some rocks yes, some rocks not? Says the Gemara. Sela also has another meaning. Tipater bislam shel kesef. Silver coins. Sela can mean a rock. Those are allowed. Slam shel kesef cannot. And is tani bislam, is tani ain't tomnin. One brisa says you can, one brisa says you can't. Amar of Chizda, mandamar tomnin bishal zav bishal nachoshes. The one who says that you can, that's gold and copper coins. Those don't give off any heat. Umandamar ain't tomnin bislam shel kesef. But those that say you can't, that's silver coins, and that give off heat, and that's why Hatmana would be usher in them. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue as we continue our march through Bamet Tomnin.